Christ is the cornerstone. Christ is the chief cornerstone. Only look on him. We are the living stones in this building. Christ is the chief cornerstone. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, to this service from Zurich, we greet all of you worldwide in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The special year 2021 just started and is coming already to its end again. Despite of the continuing wicked corona pandemic, we look back to a blessed year. God has taken care for the storing in and giving out of the spiritual food, and he continues to take care that the last message of the calling out of the restoration and preparation can be heard worldwide via the internet. With great thankfulness, we may glorify the grace of God. The revealed word shines brighter now at evening time, brighter than ever before. We are thankful for the unique prophetic ministry of Brother Branham. We are deeply thankful that the Lord Himself has chosen Brother Frank to carry out this commission in the plan of salvation by a direct commission to carry the original message into all the world. May the faithful Lord give grace that the bride is now coming into full conformity with the Word, so that we at His soon return may appear before Him without spot and without wrinkle. Before we pray, I would like to read us a word from Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, I read from verse 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. For the people of God's well-pleasing, it's written a wonderful word. The Lord came as a light into this world and brought peace. We don't have to be afraid. Jesus is our light and our salvation and the strength of our life. I would like to read another word which strengthens us in the faith from Revelation 21. Revelation 21 from verse 1 to 7.
Dann sah ich einen neuen Himmel,
and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And he shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What comforting words are written here. Dear brothers and sisters, it's worthwhile to persevere in faith and obedience and to overcome. For shortly we will see that what we read now, The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us. Let us now pray. Dear Heavenly Father, with all my heart, we thank you for your eternal love and faithfulness. We are grateful that we found grace in your sight, grateful that we still have free access to the throne of grace. Thank you so much that you carried us through during this past year. You are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your mercy is infinite. It is every day new. We are especially thankful that you strengthened your aged servant, our beloved brother Frank, that you straightened him up.
O God,
we commit the carry of your word into your divine care and protection. We thank you that you will finish the work which you started. Continue to be merciful to us. Remember the covenant which you made with us. Remember the blood that you shed for us, the promises which you have given us, and give us eternal life. Bless your blood-bought multitude all over the earth and confirm your word by signs and wonders following. Dear Lord, today we cast all our burdens and sorrows and difficulties upon you, for you care for us. You promised that you will be with us all the days until the end of the world. To you, the only true God, be all the praise, all the honor, all the thanks, and all the worship in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Thank you very much for the word of introduction, Brother Baumgartner. How precious is God's word. A new Jerusalem, adorned as a bride for her bridegroom, waiteth for us in glory. We are grateful to the Lord God for his precious and holy word. Thankful for the grace which was given unto us to in this time recognize what the Lord decided and purposed in his plan of salvation, what he promised and what he brings to fulfillment. Today, we will deal especially with the month of December. We have every Wednesday a sermon, every Saturday, every Sunday we have a sermon. Today, we have a special day. We look back to the many years, but especially to the December 1965, when Brother Branham on the 12th of December 65, he still celebrated the Lord's Supper. And then He started off his journey with his car from Tucson to Jeffersonville. And on the 18th was the accident. On the 24th of December 65, Brother Branham went home. It was on my birthday. And at this occasion, I would like to thank all who wished me God's blessing to my birthday. 88 years have passed. And we also look back to Christmas. All wished one another God's blessing. We are grateful for the word, grateful that we may carry it on. But I look back to the 5th of December 1962, when I was together with Brother Branham in Jeffersonville, and by revelation he could tell me what the Lord said to me on the 2nd of April 62, namely that my time for this city would be over, and that the Lord will send me to other cities to preach his word. And then came the second part with the food which should be stored in. And Brother Branham got it revealed by the Lord that I and that we were thinking on a natural famine, and that we stored in earthy food. This God has revealed to him directly. And then he said to me, Brother Frank, the food which you shall store in is the promised word for this time, and it is in the messages that are recorded on tape. And wait with the giving out until you get the rest of the food. So God, in all clarity, without any but and if, he has given the answer that it is a spiritual food, because man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And then still the remark that God has promised to send a hunger to hear his words, as it is written in Amos. We are grateful to the Lord, and I, of course, in a special way, that the Lord has given me the grace to have been acquainted with the ministry of Brother Branham for 10 years. To have met this man of God time and again, speaking with him, having been in his meetings, God has really taken care for it, that not only by hearsay, but that I can testify what mine eyes have seen, what mine ears have heard of the word of life. This I declare unto you. God, in his faithfulness, he has taken care for that at the right time the message was delivered. And also this was exactly 88 years ago when Brother Branham, on the 11th of June 1933, from the supernatural light, he received the call as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. The Lord God has led at the first coming of Christ, he led Bible prophecies and promises coming to its fulfillment. And let me, before I go into detail here, let me come back to Moses. Namely, therefore, because Brother Branham was told, as Moses were given two signs, so you are also given two signs. The first was that Brother Branham, with his left hand, he should take the right hand of the patient for whom he was praying for, turning the hand around so that the surface could be seen. And the angel of the Lord said, when the patient has a tumor, a cancer, then it will appear on your hand. And the patient should not close his eyes while prayer. He should keep them open. For in that moment where the healing takes place, the cancer or the tumor disappears from your hand. A direct instruction, as I said already. And then the second, that Brother Branham, by a vision, is revealed to him who the person is, for whom he is praying, where he comes from, which sickness he had. And all this, I have seen it, I heard it, and I witnessed it. I am grateful to the Lord God with all my heart. But what was with Moses? At the time of Moses, the promise was being fulfilled, which the Lord gave to Abraham. After 400 years, I will deliver your descendants out from bondage.
Was war die Botschaft,
what was the message which Moses brought? Let my people go. And the climax was with a statement, let my firstborn son go. The hour of calling out, of deliverance, has come. The blood of the lamb was applied to the doorposts. The time was fulfilled, and it happened what the Lord promised to Abraham. The same, it happened in the ministry of John the Baptist. Bible prophecy came to fulfillment. Behold, I send my messenger before me, who shall prepare the way for me. Behold, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord. Make straight a path for our God. Bible prophecy was fulfilled. Promises were coming, becoming reality. The same it was in our time. The Lord said it clearly in His Word. Before the terrible day of the Lord comes, He would send a prophet like Elijah. And what did Elijah do? Elijah took the 12 stones according to the 12 tribes, and he rebuilt the altar. He offered the sacrifice, and he poured the water upon the sacrifice. And then he prayed, and God answered. And behold, the hearts of the Israelites were turned back to God. What is it about now? Now the hearts of the children of God shall be turned back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. As through the ministry of John the Baptist, the hearts of the Old Testament fathers were turned to the faith of the New Testament children. That's how it is written in the last verses of the prophet Malachi. And that's how the Lord confirmed it in Matthew 17. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And in Acts chapter 3, it can be read 18, 19, 20, 21, that our Lord will remain in heaven until the days of restoration of all that what God has spoken through the mouth of His holy prophets. Dear brothers, dear sisters, we live in the most important phase of the history of mankind. We live in the most important phase of the church of the living God. We live at the end of the end time. And we see it. And we experience it. Of all what is happening now around the earth. And let me say this here today.
In den letzten 40
in the past 40 years, especially
seit Ende 79,
since the end of 79
Ende
until
2019,
the end of 2019,
war wirklich ein besonderer
it was really a special time period.
Das Wort des Herrn,
the word of the Lord
in alle Welt
was carried
getragen,
into all the world. The sermons of Brother Branham were translated. I did what the Lord said and commanded me so that the message is really reaching the ends of the earth. For thus it is written, the gospel and the message belongs to the full gospel. And the full gospel, the everlasting message of salvation with all promises, should be proclaimed. And then the end will come. That we arrived at the end time, this believers and unbelievers know alike. Also this I want to repeat. To the end of 2019, it really spoke in my heart, Lord, let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the fulfillment of the commission which thou hast given me. And I didn't plan one single missionary trip for the year 2020 or 21. Not one single. A phase came to its end. And dear brothers and sisters, especially all ministering brethren in all languages who were ordained by God to preach the same precious full gospel as a divine message of salvation to all peoples. And especially all brothers who translate into all the various languages, just imagine that a sermon which was preached in Zurich, in Salzburg or in Krefeld, that it can be heard now worldwide in all languages. God has taken care for everything. From that time on, when I could not travel anymore, making missionary trips, from that time, God has taken care for that the old sermons from the 80s and the sermons of Brother Branham from the 60s, that they were translated and can be heard worldwide. To the Lord God be the thanks for it. I didn't ask anyone to translate. I didn't ask anyone to give out the food. But God has taken care for it. I also did not say anything to the brothers who suddenly had the idea given to them by God Himself that now the old sermons have to be heard and have to be broadcasted. This I didn't say to any brother. This God laid upon the hearts of our brothers. So we see that the Lord is in the matter and that He takes care for that the last ones here now, the last message on earth. Once again, briefly coming to the end time. Brothers and sisters, no one of us likes this time in which we live now. If one thinks about it, what kind of regulations have to be kept? What a deep sadness comes then upon us. And when I then think about that throughout all the past years, also at the New Year's Eve, we had the Lord's Supper, and then we had a love feast as a local church. In this year, everything has become different. What shall one say to it? When it is written in Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and Luke 21, it's written about the end time, what would take place. And in the same verse, in Luke 21, verse 11, it speaks of wars and earthquakes and pestilences of every kind. And what is Corona? It's a pestilence. They call it pandemic. But it's a pestilence which brings such a doom and comes upon all of mankind. What shall one say? Today, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Fulfilled in our midst. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, volcano eruptions, storms, floods, everything, but also pestilences of various kinds. And we see that every pestilence gets then its name. But everything is fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Please, dear brothers and sisters, don't rebel against it. Don't get involved in any discussion about it. Thank the Lord that He is with us and that the promise remains that He will be in every way with us. Every day He will be with us, all the days until the end of the world. We as true believers We look on the Lord, on the completion, on the calling out, on the preparation. And now it's really about that all true believers who were chosen by His grace and who are part of the bright church, that they hear the voice of the word, the voice of the bridegroom, and that they respond to it, and that they only have one prayer. Dear Lord, let me see and recognize everything what is still in me, what still has to be cleaned up, what still has to be made well, what I have to still do. Forgive me, be merciful to me, renew me. Yes, make out of me a new creature. Give me a true conversion, a true repentance, true faith, a genuine renewing, a new birth by the Holy Spirit, a filling with the Holy Spirit, and then the leading by the Holy Spirit. Only he who experiences these experiences of salvation, he will be part of them who are led by the Spirit of God. And that we do not participate in any discussion also about various interpretations within the message, no more with a thunder doctrine or third pull or Revelation 10, that we don't get involved in any discussion about these things, but that we come to a rest in God, in the Word, and that we make our personal experiences of salvation and connected with it our personal preparation to the great and glorious day of the return of our Lord. We all wait for that the Lord will finish His work. Please, don't wait for any prophet. Don't wait for Brother Frank. I did my part. Now the Lord will make the completion. He started His work and He will finish His work. And this will happen shortly. It was 2 days ago. A sister phoned me and I said, in the conversation, I said, the return of the Lord is so near. And her answer was, rather today than tomorrow. And I said, amen to it. But brothers and sisters, as Paul wants to see a church without spot and without wrinkle before the Lord, and as Brother Branham has seen the bride who came out of lockstep and who again was brought back into lockstep again, so it is happening now in our time. By By all the interpretations of the statements of Brother Branham, the bride was thrown out of lockstep into the most various directions. But by the proclamation of the true word, of the true message which Brother Branham brought, she was brought back again into lockstep with the word. And we feel it over and again that the love of God increases in all of us. And we are grateful, more grateful than ever before, that the Lord has given us a portion, a part in that what He promised for this phase. And we may say, God has given us eyes to see and ears to hear. Let us now read two or three scriptures. Please. We read from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 24.
Doch ich sehe das Leben als
but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. This is really my testimony. I've said it. On the 24th, I had my 88th birthday. One brother congratulated me already for the 89th. What shall I say? I see my earthly life. I count it totally worthless. I have nothing in this world for what I could still live. The only is that the commission of God is carried out in a beneficial way. Another desire I don't have, that God's holy word accomplishes in all who believe it for what it was sent for, namely that a bride without spot and without wrinkle will be ready at the return of the bridegroom. One more scripture. We read from James, chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
So harret denn standhaft aus,
be patient therefore, brethren,
bis zu
unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord has come near.
Denn die Wiederkunft des Herrn steht nahe bevor.
Amen.
Amen.
So haltet auch ihr.
Be patient therefore, also in this difficult time, and all are going through trials in the families, in the marriages, all go through trials as never before. Be patient, hold fast to the word. The grace of God will be with you. Hold fast to it. Be patient. It will be worth it in all the trials to trust the Lord and to know He will bring it to pass. And after all what came upon us, also in this time, all the sorrow, all the pain in the families, God will make everything well with all who have put their trust in Him. You parents who you wait for your children that they become believers, hold fast to it. Whoever you may be, hold fast. The Lord God, in the last moment, He will add the last ones. And nobody will be missing. The number will be complete at the return of the Lord. One more scripture. We read from 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8.
Ich habe den guten Kampf gekämpft.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. To this we say Amen. Not only to the preacher, but to all who believed the preaching of a man of God. And who didn't receive the preached word as the words of a man, but as the words of God. They will receive the same reward as all the carriers of the word. This our Lord already said, He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet, he shall receive a prophet's reward. Also Brother Branham emphasized it when he saw the uncountable multitude dressed in white, young, all were young, that the Lord has given grace to all who believed His proclamation. And brothers and sisters, I believe with all my heart, but I don't believe in me. I believe in the living God. I believe in my Lord and Savior, who has given me the direct commission, which Brother Branham confirmed, to preach His word and to carry the message. This I did crystal clear, and I don't have to correct myself in one single point. God's holy word is precious and holy to me, and I thank the Lord that He used me as the most simple man to carry His word. One more remark which comes to me now of December 1962. Just think of it. The greatest man of God who ever existed on earth tells the littlest man of God who ever existed on earth. He said, can you preach in my state in Los Angeles at Demos Shekarian? I was determined to preach on this and that day to the full gospel businessman fellowship. But I cannot go because I must pack and we must move from Jeffersonville to Tucson. Can you imagine the greatest man of God asks a brother Frank to speak in Los Angeles in his state? And this I did then. And the same man of God says, listen, if you still have time, I shall also preach at Brother Ernest Hutten in Portland, Oregon. But I cannot. Can you also go there? And he gave me the addresses, the names, the telephone numbers, and then also of Brother Henry Martins in Edmonton. He said, when you still have time, visit him, for there my sermons are also translated into the German language. God has really given grace that from the very beginning I was connected with the ministry of Brother Branham, speaking with him, driving with him in the same car, being with him in the meetings. And the Lord God has led it in such a way that after his passing, I could carry the precious and holy word, the last message, into all the world. As I said earlier, in the past 2 years, I grew old, but the word of the Lord is always fresh and always alive. With me, everything diminished, but thanks be to the Lord. He gives grace to everything what still has to be done. But let it be left up to him. And we say together, dear Lord, finish thy work. Come with the power of the Holy Spirit upon your church as at the beginning. Work in a supernatural way and confirm thy word in every individual. And let us thus experience the preparation and then also the completion by your grace. To you, the Almighty God, to our beloved Lord and Savior, be the thanks for the blood of the new covenant. Thanks for the holy word of God. Thanks for the Holy Spirit who has led us into all the truth. And all the people all over the earth in all tongues say Amen. So be it. And together we thank the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Brother Borg will still think with us. We stand up for it. Lord our God, we thank you for your living word that we have heard. We ask you, bless all listeners worldwide who believe your word. Complete your work in your people in these last days. May you pour out your Holy Spirit, the gift of your Holy Spirit, upon your believing people worldwide, in Switzerland, in Germany, everywhere, Lord. We thank you with all our hearts that we may expect your soon return. Bless this last message which is broadcasted in Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen.
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 Oh, wie köstlich ist zu wissen, Jesus Christus, er ist mein, der den Schuldbrief hat zerrissen.
Jesus Christ is mine. He has torn the letter of requirements into pieces.
Now by Jesus.